Hello, good morning, angels. Oh my god, I haven't said that in so long, but hello, good morning. Welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lana Orlana. Today's episode was supposed to be an exciting interview with Lexi from the Moments podcast. Unfortunately, the footage somehow got deleted, and I'm currently in the process of navigating that and trying to restore it. It was a great interview, and I'm very upset and stressed about that, but I decided to do an Ask Lan so I could get an episode still up for you guys. We haven't done one for this month yet, and it's the end of April, so I thought, why not just throw one out there for you guys? I honestly really love Ask Lan episodes. I feel like I get to connect with you. I get to give you direct feedback to your questions, curiosities, advice, whatever it is. It feels more like we are on FaceTime with one another. But I would like to do a little housekeeping, my current faves, and then we'll get into the questions for today's Ask Lan segment. I am literally on a high from this past weekend's Hot Girl Sweat event at Ride Cycle Club in Toronto. It was such an incredible event. I'm always so stressed before events because I just want it to be perfect for you guys. I want everything to run smoothly. I want you to feel like you got your money's worth, that you enjoyed it, that it was worth the journey to get there. And I feel like it just went off so well. It was my first spin event. I feel like you guys had so much fun. I've gotten so much good feedback from you all, and I'm excited to do another event with Ride in the future. And thank you guys all so much for helping raise money for the Mood Disorder Society of Canada. It really means a lot. I love that we're able to get together, sweat, make like-minded friends, and also raise money for a really charitable cause. Sorry, I need to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't know why I don't ever do this, because I'm convinced I have ADHD. I can't ever complete a task without getting sidetracked a million times. But that's a discussion for another day. But nonetheless, Hot Girl Sweat with Ride Cycle Club was a success in my books. All the content and recaps are live on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg if you want to check that out. If you are not able to attend and you would love to check out a Hot Girl Sweat event, I will be hosting another one on June 1st at Jaybird Yorkville, so stay tuned for more details about that. Feel free to come with friends, bring boyfriends, bring girlfriends, whoever. Anyone is welcome, and I'm really excited for that one. You guys know I'm a big Jaybird Pilates stan, and it is my second home at this point. I'm really excited to continue to do these Hot Girl Sweat events with you guys and see where it takes us, because it's honestly been one of my favorite things that I've started to do, and I hope that you guys love it as much as I do. On to my current faves. This is niche. I have been loving wearing wired headphones again. I don't know. I just like found my old ones from like my old iPhone and then the ones that came with my new iPhone. And I don't know. I like wearing them. I'm wearing them when I record my podcast always. I wore them to record a running vlog, which I'm going to be doing more of now that I'm training for a 10K race that's on June 15th, which is hella soon. And I don't know, just loving the wired headphones, the simplicity of it all. Also rewatching Vampire Diaries for the 1 millionth time. And I'm not mad about it. I'm already on season 2, which is slightly concerning, I'm pretty sure. Or like near the end of season 1. It's just really good. If you haven't watched Vampire Diaries already, it is a must. I love it so much. I honestly love both Stefan and Damon. I cannot pick a side. So yeah, and then I have also just been enjoying more chill personal content. Feels like we're on FaceTime, and I feel like you could probably pick up on that based on the type of content I've started to put out again. Just like very chill, talking to the camera vibes, nothing too curated, aesthetic. I still love aesthetic content, but there's just something about more vulnerable, chill content like that. I don't know. I've been drawn to watch more videos like that I come across on my For You page and on Instagram. So I'm playing with that in my own content creation, and I hope that resonates with you guys and that you like that. I don't know. I feel like that's how I am on the podcast, and I'm trying to translate my personality and who I am, which I feel like is the most evident in the podcast, onto my other social channels. I feel like I've been doing this for a really long time, and I'm always pivoting and changing, and that's fun, but it's definitely a challenge and a journey, but I'm up for the challenge. And yes, let's get into the questions. I have a good assortment of questions, but let's start off with the first one, obviously. How do you drop a situationship.
I honestly think you just have to treat a situationship like a breakup from a relationship. I mean, at the end of the day, no matter what it is, whether it's just a repetitive booty call or you're hanging out more, or maybe, I don't know, whatever the circumstances are, treat it like a relationship. You still have some sort of a relationship with this person. And in order for you to heal, get closure, and move on, you need to just treat it like a relationship and break up with them. Communicate why it's not working for you anymore. You don't have to go into such depth, but be like, hey, I've really enjoyed spending time with you, but I just don't think this is working anymore. All the best sort of thing. And then, like, I always suggest no contact. It is the best way to heal and move on from someone. The more you continue to talk to them, one, you're giving them access to you. Two, you're continually ripping off the band-aid and you're not allowing yourself to heal and move on. Like, you're keeping that attachment there, which you have to break, and it's hard. But I'm a huge believer of out of sight, out of mind. It's the only thing that has ever helped me move on from someone. And any time where I have broken no contact, it's just made my life so much harder. It brings up a lot of feelings. It brings that attachment back, and it's not healthy. So decide whether or not the situationship is serving you anymore. Is it an alignment with what you actually want, and then go from there. Just have a conversation with them, meet up with them in person or phone them. I wouldn't really do it over text if you've been seeing them for a while, but do what makes you feel best. Treat it like a breakup and go from there. How to deal with feeling overwhelmed with everything to do to make life great. I feel you, sister. I feel you so hard. It can become so consuming to think of all the things we have to do in order to live our best life and to live the life that we are dreaming for ourselves and for our future families and with our partners. But like I've said before, anxiety comes from thinking of the future or the past. In this circumstance, it would be thinking of the future and thinking of the should have and the what if thoughts. The best way to calm yourself and to remove this feeling of being overwhelmed is to just ground yourself in the present. Really encourage yourself to be focused on what's right in front of you in this given moment, what the current task at hand is, and go from there. Because if we constantly keep thinking about the next thing and what else we have to do to get there, it's just gonna overwhelm us and put us in this state of paralysis. We're gonna have decision paralysis. We're not gonna be able to do anything. We're gonna be overwhelmed. So start with being present in the moment, and then, like, almost baby yourself. Really break down everything that you have to do and write a to-do list. Make a to-do list of 3 to 5 things that you'll do each day that are main priorities. Highlight the ones that you didn't accomplish and bring them to your to-do list for the next day. You do not need this list of 1,000,001 things. It is not possible to do 1,000,001 things in one day. And if you are trying to do that, you probably aren't going to do all of those things well. Break down the big tasks into smaller things that will help you accomplish them. And then choose your 5 priorities or 3 priorities. I feel like 3 is a better number, but anywhere from 3 to 5. Whenever I'm feeling really overwhelmed, I find writing out what I have to do down on paper. And then if it's like just feeling overwhelmed with life in general, like not knowing which way to go, where to take our life, what to do, how to get there, etc., doing a mind dump and journaling and just getting all those thoughts out on paper and letting them go helps so much. Or even discussing this with a therapist, discussing it with a friend, someone who you can bounce your thoughts and ideas off of. Sometimes all it takes is just hearing the thoughts in your head out loud to realize how stupid you're being. You're like working yourself up about nothing. Everything will work out as it should and when it should. You really just have to learn to trust the divine timing of life. Your life will be amazing. And you don't have to have it all sorted out right now, especially if you're in your 20s, even your 30s. I hate to break it to you, but no one has life figured out. We're all experiencing life for the first time together, your parents included, your teachers, that entrepreneur you look up to, that celebrity, whoever it is. None of us have it figured out. We are all just faking it. We fake it till we make it. So take it day by day, break down anything that is feeling too overwhelming to you, like really just break it down into tangible steps and tasks for yourself. Do a mind dump if your thoughts are consuming you. Speak to a therapist. Everything will work out as it should and when it should. Just trust it. Have trust in knowing that you are on the right path and the things that are meant to happen in your life will happen when they're meant to happen. There's no reason to try to force something into your life. What's meant to be in your life will be in your life. What's meant for you won't pass by you. You won't lose what's meant for you. If something leaves your life, it's for a reason. You may not see it now, but you'll realize it later. But I encourage you to put pen to paper and get out whatever is on your mind. Get it out. It will feel so much better. Tips on how to build confidence to get into a workout routine. I think a lot of people have this preconceived notion that you have to be confident to walk into a gym, to walk into a Pilates class, a spin class, whatever workout class it is, to attend a run club. But you can't build confidence without doing something. We build confidence by taking action. Mel Robbins said it, and ever since I've heard that, it's all made sense. We gain confidence in anything by doing it repetitively and getting better at it. You can study something all you want, but until you put yourself to apply it, until you apply yourself, you are not going to build that confidence. You are not going to have the skills to do it. You may like know, but until like you actually do it, you won't. Literally just walk into a gym, find something that works for you and fake that confidence until you build it. The more you go to the gym, the more comfortable you will feel in that environment. The more you will know your way around the gym, you'll know where the equipment is, you'll know what workouts you like to do, you'll figure out what your body should feel like when you're doing a certain move, you'll get your form right. The more you do something, the better you get at it. Simple as that. You can't, like you could to a degree, like build confidence before you get into a workout routine, but it is something you honestly have to build while doing it. So decide how you want to train. Maybe you're going to do a little trial process at the beginning and try a bunch of different things, try different types of workout classes, maybe save a few different workouts from Instagram or TikTok, or maybe download a workout plan, or maybe you're going to get a personal trainer or an online coach or something like that. Create a game plan for yourself and then put that game plan into action. So say you decide you want to get into running. Okay, so how many times a week do we want to run? Maybe we're going to start with 2 times. Okay, what 2 days of the week work best for you? Maybe it's Tuesday and Thursday. Maybe it's Thursday and Saturday, whatever it is. Schedule it in like it's an appointment, like it's a meeting. Put it into your calendar. Then we're going to decide when we're scheduling it and how much time are we going to dedicate to it. Is it 15 minutes? Is it 30? Is it an hour? I always like to start off with time when it comes to running. Don't focus on distance. And then just try it out. Maybe you're going to download a running plan. I love to use Runna. That's what I train using. I have a code. This is not sponsored at all, but my code is Alana. Will give you 2 weeks free. But just like create a plan and then put the plan into place. And the more you do this plan, the more confident you will get and the more you will want to do it because you're going to feel good after your workouts. And it becomes like almost this like healthy addiction. You'll get excited to move your body. Moving your body makes you feel good. It makes you feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, and you'll want to be consistent with it. Then you'll start to see progress. You'll feel stronger. You'll feel more agile. Your stamina will get better. So start with that. Change your mindset. You do not need to have confidence in order to work out. Also, if you're worried about people staring at you, judging you, everyone is too caught up in their own heads with themselves, how they look, what they're doing, to have the time to look over at you and be like, what the fuck is that girl doing? What are they doing? Or why are they here? No one's gonna think that. Everyone starts somewhere. We all start somewhere. So let go of expectations, create a plan, make it work for you, try different types of workouts, whether it's spin, whether it's running, walking, lifting, Pilates, Zumba, whatever it is, figure it out, try a bunch of different things, create a routine, create a habit, habit stack it, and you'll build that confidence as you do it. Finally starting a new job and I'm nervous. Any tips on how to feel confident? First off, congrats, Muzzle Tov. That is so incredible. Getting a new job is so exciting and it's something you should be really proud of, but I totally get the new job nerves. Just know that they don't expect you to know how to do everything and anything right off the bat. It normally takes around like 3 months to feel settled into a new job. I want to say like 3 to 6 months. Just take it for what it is. Ask questions if you have questions. Being able to ask for help shows confidence. Asking for help is hot. It's smart. It's good. It's great. So just go in with an open mindset, a good attitude, be excited, be curious, and take it day by day. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Introduce yourself to your colleagues. It will be good. I think just give yourself time to adjust. You're also probably going to have to create like a new morning routine, evening routine. Your lifestyle is going to be a little bit different with this job than your previous, or maybe it's your first job, but feeling nervous is totally normal. Everyone feels this way, even if it's a director role, even if it's a president role, no matter where they are in the hierarchy of the organization, everyone gets nervous when they start a new job. So just know that you're not alone in feeling that way. And this is so exciting. This is such an incredible thing. You're going to do great. You're going to do great. Just give yourself time to adjust. And again, like I've said, you build confidence through taking action. So the more you settle into your role, the more confident you will feel in completing tasks. And just trust your gut. If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language. And that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. I'm always talking about how it is possible to change your life by just focusing on getting 1% better every day, how the little things really do add up, and that can be as small as integrating a new supplement into your day-to-day routine like Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. It helps benefit your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. I personally have loved integrating Seed into my day-to-day routine. My digestion has never been better. I feel so much better, and I truly notice a difference when I'm not taking it. When I take it consistently, I feel so much better. My digestion is better, and I've never really experienced something like this from a probiotic. So that's why I continually go back to Seed and notice a difference when I stop taking it. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Alana and use code 25ALANA to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Alana, code 25ALANA. Thank you, Seed, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has truly gone by so quickly, and it's kind of crazy, but I think it's so important to take a moment and slow down and to really just check in. Have you hit what goals you wanted to hit? Are there things that you still want to work on? And if you haven't hit any of those goals yet and you want to make adjustments, it is so possible, and therapy can really help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals and work towards them over the next 6 months. I personally love therapy, and I think it's always a good way to stay in check, to work through things, and to not just throw it under the rug. It's helped me become a better communicator, be able to set boundaries and stick to it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, truly. I really don't think I would be the person who I am today and have been able to work through all my past traumas and experiences if it weren't for the help of my therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So no matter what's going on this summer, you'll always have time to fit in a session quite easily. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/Alana today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alana. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. That instinct when completing work, you were hired for a reason. They saw potential in you. They saw and thought you were capable of doing this role. So hold and gain confidence from knowing that you were hired and selected for a reason. Don't let your imposter syndrome get to the best of you. You are deserving of this role, and there is a reason why they hired you, and there's a reason why you're there, and you are capable of doing whatever you put your mind to. But it is also okay to ask for help, to ask for feedback, to ask for assistance. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make you seem any less confident. I think it shows strength, courage, and curiosity, and a want to learn and do well. Don't be nervous. You got this, but it's okay if you feel a bit nervous. It's totally normal. How to make friends in your teenage years / your 20s. I've moved a lot and struggled to make friends. I feel like making friends as we get older can definitely be a bit more challenging, especially in the post-grad age, because you don't have that like common thread really. Like, you're not all at school. You're all, people are on different timelines, doing different things, different schedules. But I would say the way I have made friends is by introducing myself to the person that I always see at the workout class that I'm always going to. Like, we always run into each other. So introducing myself, all it really takes is meeting one person and becoming friends with them, because it's likely that they have other friends and they can introduce you to their friends. A lot of my friends have also come from being mutual friends with like someone. Like, I've gained a lot of friends through making friends. But don't be afraid to put yourself out there, introduce yourself to the people and the places that you frequent, whether it's a coffee shop, a workout class, maybe you sign up for a run club. A lot of people are meeting people at run clubs these days. Maybe you go to an open mic night. Maybe you're going to like a comedy club. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself and put yourself out there. I've also have heard success stories from people using Bumble BFF. I've never used it, but I've heard great things, so maybe check that out. In terms of like teenage years / early 20s, if you're in university or you're in high school, join clubs, societies, join student groups on campus at school of things that you're interested in, and you're going to be hanging out with these people. I'm sure you have a common interest if you're both in those clubs. Join a dance team, join a sports league. Like, just really put yourself out there and get comfortable with being uncomfortable in that. The worst case is you don't vibe with them. It's really just like a numbers game, like dating. But don't be afraid to introduce yourself. I'm sure you're not alone in feeling that it's hard to make friends. I'm actually confident that it's not just a you thing. It's challenging for a lot of us, but just put yourself out there, be nice, treat people the way you want to be treated, and eventually you will click with someone. And that is my 2 cents on that. How to balance healthy eating while having alcoholic drinks with friends. I think life is all about a balance. Everything in moderation, anything in excess is not good for us, whether it's only eating quote unquote healthy, clean foods or drinking too much alcohol. I think there really is a balance to it, whether, like for me, I only drink socially. I will not come home and open a bottle of wine and pour myself a glass. I won't have a cocktail by myself. Like, that is just something I don't really care for. But I will grab a drink when I go for dinner with friends. Or once or twice a week, I go out to the bars with friends and we'll have shots and have fun. But then I balance that out by eating healthy around like 80% of the time. Sticking to my habits and my routines, like making sure I'm working out, making sure I'm drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, getting my vitamins and minerals in, taking care of myself, going to therapy, etc. I really do think there is a balance. I know there's a lot of people who are sober curious, and that is totally cool. And I respect anyone who decides that alcohol isn't for them. I've been sober before. I think just like find out what your balance is. It's going to be different for everyone. Some people will have a drink every once in a while. Some people will have a drink a few times a week. It really depends what it is for you. I personally try not to drink Sunday through to like Wednesday or Thursday. I really try to only drink on the weekends if I'm drinking. I only try to go out like hard once, maybe twice a week, rather just once, because I don't love drinking in abundance, like in excess too much. It's obviously, alcohol is toxic. It's not great for you. It's a depressant. But I do have fun and I love going out and just being carefree and being youthful and childish. So just figure out what that balance is for you. And when you're drinking, you don't need to get blackout every single time. You can have one cocktail and call it a night. I genuinely love the taste of an espresso martini. I love the taste of a margarita. I choose to drink those things when I'm with friends at a nice bar or restaurant because I truthfully enjoy it. I don't really like having wine, so I'm not going to just like drink wine for the sake of having it. I don't care to drink on a daily basis. Like, that's something I don't do. So just figure out what that balance is for you. It's going to be different in every area of your life. I find I drink more in the summer than I do in the colder months, but just figure out what works out for you. You don't have to get blackout. You don't need to get drunk every single time you drink. You can merely just have one drink and call it a day. I think like it's hard to kind of wrap your head around that, especially when like binge drinking is so prevalent in a university setting and in high school when people start drinking underage. But you do not need to get drunk every single time you drink. You do not need to finish every single drink that you order. You can have half of it. It's also cool to get a mocktail or an alcohol-free drink, or to not drink if your friends are drinking. You don't have to drink just because everyone else is drinking. And if the people you are with are questioning why you're not drinking, I think maybe you have to question why you're hanging out with them, because your friends shouldn't really care. That's just my two cents, but just try it out. Some weeks I drink more, some weeks I drink less, but I really do think there is a way to balance it, and you can still eat healthy and live a healthy, active lifestyle while having the occasional drink or night out with your friends. How do you put yourself out there and start dating again? I really think it's all about your energy. I think it's the energy you put out is the energy you attract, and your body language is a huge part of it. If you are out, say, at a bar with your friends and you're very closed off, you're turned towards the wall, your hands are across your chest, you have a resting bitch face, what is going to make someone want to come up to you and start engaging in a conversation with you if you are so closed off? But if your body language is open and you're smiling and you're making eye contact, that is going to prompt someone to want to come up to you. Dating apps are also great. I have a love-hate relationship with them. I think it really depends on your relationship with the dating app and how you're using it. I think the best way and the healthiest way to go about dating and to be open to it is to just have a carefree mindset, to not put so much pressure on it and so much mental focus on it. I find when I hyperfixate on dating and when my only motive is to meet people to hook up with or go on dates with or to constantly like have a roster, it gets really draining and it almost prohibits you from actually being able to meet someone and have a successful relationship or encounter with them. Whereas I feel like when you have a sort of carefree, I'm not looking for something explicitly, but if I happen to meet someone and we vibe, then I'd be open to it mentality, it is so much easier. You're so much lighter. Your energy isn't being dragged down by being in like a scarcity mindset surrounding dating. Like, you have like this abundance, positive, ever flowing energy about you. Honestly, just like go out, put yourself in environments where you can meet people, tell your friends if you have someone who you think I'd be a match for, I'd love if you set me up, sort of thing. I think meeting people through mutual friends is always a great call. You can't meet someone if you're just staying at home and being a hobbit. Like, you have to put yourself in places where you're going to meet people. And that doesn't necessarily mean just a bar or a club all the time. You probably won't meet someone at a bar and say in Toronto on King Street. That is husband or boyfriend material. I want to say 80% of the time you might, but you can also meet people at workout studios, at cafes, on the street, at a run club. People really love run clubs. There are so many different opportunities to meet people. You just have to put yourself out there physically and energetically. Just be open to meeting people. Don't just push someone away if they come up to talk to you and disregard them. Be open to having a conversation with them and letting them in and sussing the vibe out. I mean, I'm a culprit of this. I'm like so quick to turn a guy away in the bar. I don't know. I just don't have the patience, but I've also have met so many fun and incredible people through mutual friends, through just like going out and introducing myself to people, or like letting the people, like giving people a shot who come up and talk to me, or vice versa. I really do think it's all in the energy and the mindset. You just have to be like carefree, take it day by day, and be open to accepting and receiving love and meeting people. Ways to feel more confident about myself. I really do think self-care is a huge part in building self-confidence. When we take care of ourselves and we feel good about ourselves, we are automatically more confident and have higher self-esteem. That is why I'm such a big advocate for morning routines and all these self-care habits and rituals, because they make me feel like my best self. They put me into a better headspace, and then I feel good about myself. And in return to me feeling good about myself, I feel confident, I have good self-esteem, and that emulates outwards like that. When I am neglecting my routines and my habits, I feel shitty. I feel shitty physically. I feel shitty emotionally. I just don't feel great. I feel like a bum. I feel ugly. I feel sluggish. But when I'm consistent with my morning routine, when I'm consistent with working out, when I'm consistent with eating foods that make me feel good, when I go to therapy, when I'm constantly in check with myself, when I'm surrounding myself with people that make me feel good about myself and leave me feeling more energized as opposed to drained afterwards, I feel more confident in myself. Additionally, the way you talk to yourself is so important. If you can't be nice to yourself, how can you expect other people to be nice to you, and how can you expect yourself to receive that? I think the way that you talk to yourself is so important, and it will impact how you feel in terms of your self-confidence and your self-esteem. If you're constantly bullying yourself so bad, how can you be confident? Speak to yourself like you would speak to a younger sibling, to your younger self. If you have to put a photo of your younger self on your mirror to not nitpick your body so bad when you're looking in the mirror, do that. If you need to put affirmations on sticky notes on your mirrors so that you are kinder to yourself, do that. If you need to grab a journal and write affirmations all the time, do that. If you need to stand in front of the mirror and out loud say, I am so beautiful, I am deserving of a great life, I am beautiful, I like positive affirmations, you can go on Google and find a bunch. Do it. And you may feel crazy. You will feel crazy at the beginning, but I'm telling you, the more you speak kinder to yourself, the sooner you will believe that those things are true. And every single time you have a negative thought about yourself or negative comment that comes up in your mind, counteract it with something that is positive and healthy and encouraging about yourself. I promise it takes time, but it does work. Treat and show yourself with love, and you will love yourself back. And our last question of the episode is, also I want to give a trigger warning about eating disorders because this question is surrounding that, but it's how to stop restricting. I have a bad relationship with food. As someone who used to be very orthorexic, so I just obsessed over the ingredients that were in food, calories, how food was made, whether it was organic or not, using words such as it had to be clean, labeling foods. I get it. But in order to stop restricting, you have to want to recover. You have to want it so bad and be so exhausted by having this negative relationship with food and your body and self to want to move forward. And it's not going to be this linear progression of getting better. You're going to get better, and then you're going to fall back into old mindsets and habits, and then you're going to get better. And it's going to go up and down a lot. If you have the motivation and desire and want to heal, that is where you start. And then you're going to challenge yourself to have the foods that scare yourself. Have your fear foods. You're going to try to surround yourself with people who have healthy relationships with food and mirror their behaviors. Obviously, if you are restricting food really bad and you would say it's to the level of an eating disorder, I encourage you to reach out to your parents, to a medical professional, and to get professional help. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But if you want to get out of this restrictive mindset, I'm telling you, it is so draining. It is so draining to constantly be thinking about food and whether or not something is healthy or clean, or being concerned about your weight or how you look or what size your jeans are, whatever it is. It is so exhausting. And when I stopped occupying so much mental space with all those thoughts, I have never felt better. I don't constantly think about food the way I used to. You really have to do exposure therapy with yourself, encourage yourself to have 3 full meals a day, to have a meal complete of all the food groups, so carbs, fats, protein, to challenge yourself to have those foods that you fear, whether it's processed food, ice cream, calorically dense food, carbs, whatever it is, encourage yourself to have those foods that scare you and to show yourself that nothing bad happened. Nothing bad happened at all. And I want you to also stop speaking about food so much. It shouldn't be just like the main thing that you're talking and thinking about. Really challenge yourself to neutralize your relationship with food, to make it something that's positive as opposed to negative. Again, I'm not a medical professional. I encourage you to reach out to one if you really do feel you are struggling. It is possible to recover as someone who has recovered and has seen their friends recover. You can do it. I believe in you. I'm supporting you. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hopefully I can get the episode with Lexi back. If not, we're going to try set up a recording to record again because it was a really great episode. So I'm really sad that the audio files got deleted, and hopefully Riverside, which is where I record my virtual interviews, can restore the file because it was a really great episode and Lexi is incredible. I love you guys so much. If you like this episode, I'd love if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's how you can help support the pod. I love reading your reviews. They truly do make my day, my week, my life in general. And I will see you guys next week. Love you guys.